Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Rudy, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is important to people across a variety of topics, okay? Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Can I ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, sir?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied? Okay. All right. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is very important issue to you? Let me throw out some subjects here. Student loan. Would you say it's very important to you? Not important at all? Between 0 and 10, how would you categorize it?
I guess I put a 10 on it.
Student loan for a 10. Climate change.
I put a 10 on it too.
Okay. How about voting rights?
Yeah, we need to put a 10 on that too.
How about criminal justice reform?
We can put a 10 on it.
Okay. How about crime and violence?
We about to put a 10 on that too also.
Kinder education, right? From kinder to 12th grade, how would you categorize it? Is it important, not important?
Is it important? 10. You put a 10 on that too, cuz. Yeah, well,
okay,
we got balls and lottery here.
Exactly. Abortion rights.
We got
rights?
All lottery here. Come again.
How about abortion rights?
They're unimportant. Zero. Shit.
Zero. Okay. Okay, gotcha. Zero on the abortion rights. Inflation and the cost of living.
10. We about to put a 10 on this.
All right. How about health care?
We need to put a 10 on that, too.
All righty. How about, let's see here, reproductive freedom?
Shit. Put that by a 5.
A 5. We got it. And how about immigration?
We about to put a 10 on that.
How about democracy?
You can put a 10 on it, too.
How about racism and discrimination?
I wish that would go away, but we better put a 10 on it. I don't think it is what it is.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
We better put a 10 on there, too, because wages need to go up.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
I'm going to put a 10 on it.
Excellent. What is your race?
My race is black America.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Excellent. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Good. What is the year of your birth? Just a
general 1971.
Question. 1971. I hear you. Okay. What is the highest level of school you've completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I finished high school.
Excellent. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Okay.
What do you say, 0 to 10? How much power do you think your vote has?
I say I give it a 10.
Good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from zero, on the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'm gonna put a 10 on that too.
Excellent. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have an opinion, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. I'm just going to shoot some names at you, okay? You let me know how you feel about them from 0 to 10. Donald Trump.
I'm going to put him at 7.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
I'm going to put 0 over here because he needs to step down, retire.
Okay. How about Republican Party?
I'm going to put Beth McQueen at 6 or 7.
Okay. How about Democracy Party? I'm sorry, Democratic Party.
I'm going to put 10, but there's a lot of stuff I don't appreciate what they're doing.
Gotcha. Kamala Harris.
I'm going to go ahead and give her a 10, but I won't put it at 5 because I don't have nothing she's talking about doing.
How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm going to put him at 5 too.
Okay. Alrighty, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Donald Trump? Would you vote for Kamala Harris? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Cornel West? Jill Stein? Who would you vote for?
I'm kind of scared to put that woman in there.
Who?
I'm kind of scared to put the second person you call the name in there because the foreign country, look at that, that's a joke.
Okay.
Because you have a foreign policy, too. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to go ahead and pick a bill. I'm kind of scared, though. I was looking
Kamala
for this
okay.
one. Yeah, I was looking for this one, but with this one we stole in our hands.
Of course, of course. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I thought we need to put a Democratic.
Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Biden in there, but look what he called.
Okay. Thinking
he said, who's taking the sanctions?
Okay.
Who's
taking the sanctions
really
last...
hurting, though?
All right.
Can you answer that?
I'm not allowed to partake. I'm not allowed to take sides, okay? I can only read you the questions and allow you to answer at your will.
Well, I'll answer the question about that sanction, though. Hey, Poop, still scroll?
Okay.
He's still spending money, too.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
I said it going a little worse.
Okay. Alrighty. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
Well, everyone's going to have to vote this time.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means you believe the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And I'll just shoot some names at you, okay? Okay. First name says Governor Kemp.
I'm going to go ahead and give him a 10.
Okay. How about Supreme Court?
I'm going to put it at 5.
Okay. How about white supremacists?
0.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
I'm going to put that at 5, too.
Okay. Donald Trump?
I'm going to put him right about 6 or 7. So we still decide on who we're going to vote for.
Okay. President Biden?
I'm going to put him at 0.
Okay. And the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
I guess I'm going to put them at a 5.
Okay. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, we've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge those forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
I'm going to put a 10 on that.
Okay, the next phrase says, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
I'm going to put a 5 on it.
Okay. The next phrase says, 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
I'm going to put a 5 on that.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
I need to put a 10 on that.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health insurance.
I'm going to put that between 5 or 6.
Okay.
Because everybody
tries to
get Medicare.
Responses.
Medicare is not the alpha. It's still independent insurance.
Got it. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. It reads, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to put a 10 on that.
Good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'm going to put 10 on that, too.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote, in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
I'm going to have to put a 10 on that, too.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Got worse, at worst.
Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight. Regular.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Well, my old lady left me, so I'm single right now.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I'm going to put that queen six.
No. This one is just either you consider yourself a Democrat, or you consider yourself a Republican, or you consider yourself an independent.
I'm going to go ahead and say independent, because really, I don't see what neither one of them talking about now to change the country.
All right. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I'm going to have to go find the Democrat.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time, 10.
Full-time, okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Before tax?
Mm-hmm. Before taxes.
Oh, you tried to say the gross.
Yeah, so last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Before tax, I would say quarter six, quarter eight.
Okay, are you saying above 25,000? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, above quarter five.
Okay. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, and you have a good rest of your day, man. Thanks for your help on the survey.
It's still something to think about, though. We need somebody who takes America serious. All I can tell you.
Most definitely.
We're going to have trouble with all these foreigners because they're going to grab that ball. What's going to come next?
You got it.
That's what's going to come next. Nuclear. We're going to have to dig a hole in the ground.
Thank you for your time, sir. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.